Welcome, everyone. Right,
we are just about to go. So to the Solarverse AMA, we're number 3, and right now we have just under 350 stars remaining. We're over the 80% mark, which feels like such a huge milestone, you know, for everyone, the community, the team. So yeah, first of all, thank you so much for joining. I am joined by John, the regular.
Hey guys.
And today we have a special guest. We have T-Tom.
How are we doing?
Am I all right?
And yeah, so first of all, what we'll say, this evening, we will be posting a giveaway. You will have the chance to win a Solar Star NFT if you haven't got one already and you don't have the funds. So make sure to go follow on Twitter, turn on your post notifications, and that'll be coming out later this evening. So keep your eyes out. Yeah, Tom, do you want to share about, getting everyone in? And
yeah, guys, please try and invite everyone into the AMA itself. If you could share, retweet, drop a few hashtags on there as well. We want to get as many people in here to get all of the information out to all of you.
Perfect. Right. So over the last couple of days, we've had a lot of questions coming in the AMA and Discord. If you haven't joined the Discord yet, jump on our Twitter. We've got the link tree in there, and you'll find all the links that you need, including the white paper, etc. But let's dive into it. I think we've got a bunch of questions to get through. We've got lists, so we'll run through, and then we will open up to the floor and get people's questions as they come in.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch chat as we talk, so any questions that I see in there, I'm noting down, and we'll get to them afterwards as well.
Perfect. Right. Okay, so who are we going to start with? I think we've got Sefrix from the Discord. So we've got, first question is, how much a planet's going to cost? And what is the expected value of solar when it is launched and later on in the future? John, fire away.
I thought that one was going to be for you. So obviously we're giving a whole bunch of planets away to star owners and people that have completed challenges and stuff. We're still working on plans to around the sort of the planets and the land, deciding how sort of tightly coupled they'll be. The sort of the answer to that will determine how much the planets will cost, whether they'll be cheaper, much cheaper, more expensive. However, we're not quite ready to announce that yet, but we'll be releasing more details in Q1 when it comes to the cost.
Perfect. So next on the list, what we've got, Crypto Burton, are there any plans to burn tokens to reduce circulation supply? So yes, there'll be multiple burning mechanisms, guys. Exact details are not finalized, and we'll be continually developing these even after release. I think that's a big thing, is that although we'll have burning mechanisms in from the start, that doesn't, you know, tie in anything or close any doors. We will, you know, I think we'll talk more on tokenomics later in the AMA. But yeah, all of those things are absolutely in our mind and will always be, you know, watched and developed by the team, you know, over the coming years. This isn't just a, right, here we go, slap up a token, release it, and there we go. You know, there is a lot of planning and a lot of research going on and all the development into it. So, yeah, all be covered, guys.
We had another question on solar and what the expected value of it is going to be. So I wonder if you can jump into that, Sarah.
Okay, so the value of the token is very difficult, especially if we're talking, you know, later on in the future. Price is determined by supply and demand. And our, you know, the underlying factor there is the utility and what the token is going to be used for and what the demand of that token is. So, look, we have, as I'm sure a lot of you are aware, we have a lot planned. We have a lot of utility in our pocket. We have a lot of utility that we're sort of, you know, we have released bits and teasers of. But overall, look, you know, there are, I'm sure a lot of you have seen other projects, other NFT projects that have a token, and maybe their sole utility is simply breeding another NFT. We've already mentioned free airdrops to Solarstars. We've already mentioned, you know, a lot of other benefits. So our focus has always been arriving that value and the utility behind that. So, all I can say, we can't predict future prices. You know, that's what they call insider trading. But, you know, our focus absolutely as a team, as a company, as a project, is to bring value to that token and to constantly drive that utility and value to it. So I hope that answers it. I'm sorry I can't give exact figures because, you know, it's all dependent on you guys. You know, it's all dependent on, you know, how many of you guys will be entering the sale for the Solar token, how many you're looking to get on board later on, and then, you know, how much you use it within the game, how much, you know, how many skins you buy, how many upgrades and bits. So, you know, yeah, stay tuned, guys, stay tuned.
We've also had a question on, are there going to be any collaborations with projects in the future? And that we'd like the team to look into Nifty Island and see if there's any way of bringing them into the metaverse. Now, projects have already been in contact with us, guys. And right now, the stars, we need to get those souls begin before we start putting together other propositions and a plan to onboard other projects and brands and other companies into the Solarverse. So we'll do that first and then we'll bring other people in.
Okay. And yeah, guys, on that as well, you know, if anyone's got any suggestions on your projects that they want us to collaborate with, or, you know, anything like that, if there's any projects listening, we are already working with projects to work, like Tom said, to look at onboarding them. Obviously, look, as everyone knows, we've been so cryptic and there is little information out there right now, and that is on purpose. And I think projects are already seeing the value of looking to onboard, but I think once we provide everyone with the reasons as to why they should, and, you know, some real features and things that people can use, at that point it just becomes a proposition that, you know, we can very easily offer to people. Right now the interest is there, so, you know, we'll ride that wave. We'll continue to speak to these projects, looking to the future, so that, you know, I think one of the things is we're here for the long term. We've made very clear from the beginning, we're not just going to jump into random partnerships or throw away, you know, large chunks of our supply just to get a big name on board or anything. I think us here in the office, us here as a team, we know, wag me, we are going to make it. Like, it doesn't matter if there is a verified account who retweets our posts or not. You know, it is almost irrelevant, but that doesn't mean that we won't, you know, partner, collaborate with the right people. I think that's our biggest thing, is bringing value to the project, bringing value to the Solarverse. That's our focus. So, yep. Next question. Okay, so we have Cyprian. Lovely to see you in here, my man. Thank you very much for all your efforts over on Telegram. Pretty much running it himself at the moment. So, yeah, guys, if you're not joined on the Telegram, go join now. t.me/Solarverse, I think. Yeah, go join, jump in, get involved. Would be lovely to have you in there. So, his question is, gas is one problem many projects are facing during transactions. Now that there will be a play-to-earn game in Solarverse, playing this game, will it involve paying of gas since it's on the Ethereum blockchain? So, John, I'll pass over to you on that one.
Yeah, sure. So we've talked about this in the previous AMA, I think, but obviously not everybody gets to listen to all of them. But that's okay. So obviously our primary NFTs, the stars, the planets, they're going to be on the ETH blockchain, and they'll obviously cost ETH to mint, and they'll cost gas as well. But when it comes to the play-to-earn game itself, there'll be nothing in the game directly that costs any gas or that uses any gas up on the chain. The secondary and tertiary NFTs, things like skins and usable items and things that are in the game, we're looking to do them on a gas-free solution. So yeah, you won't have to pay anything while you're playing, even though it's a P2E game.
Beautiful.
I think that covers it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right, what we've got next?
We got a question from Mitties, who asks if there's any more hints to the type of game or any sort of comparisons that could be made. Who wants to take that one?
Okay, so I'll take this one. So look, as we've cryptically mentioned in the past, it's a space-based strategy MMO. We can reveal two things, okay? You'll be able to build a base, and that base will allow you to upgrade your spaceships that you're going to battle with. I'm going to wait till John walks out the office. And finally, the combat will be turn-based, all right? So each ship is going to have some skills, attack, maybe some heals, and you're going to be able to choose which attack you make and which attack to which ship to attack, all right? The browser slash mobile game will not be an immersive slash open world experience like No Man's Sky or whatever. However, I think, you know, we've mentioned this in the Discord, and we have wanted to keep this quiet. But look, the long-term goal here is a long-term goal here is to develop a space-based virtual reality experience. You know, where you are flying around in your spaceships, exploring, visiting all the different planets, hyperspacing around, you know, that is where we're, you know, that is one goal that we are aiming for. Look, as I'm sure you've seen with Star Atlas's recent announcement, and I think there was a rush to get to market there, where maybe, you know, the pre-thought hadn't been done, where, you know, they're talking about sort of between 6 and 8 years of development for that. And I think what we've wanted to do is bring a game that is easily accessible. It is going to be fun to play. You're going to be able to earn tokens and bring a game to market. Then, you know, development continues on that game. Development begins on things like land, the metaverse, other games, other experiences. So I think, yeah, that's where we're going with things. It's trying to enter this space in a smart and clever way. We want to onboard as many users as possible. And although a No Man's Sky sort of game is a goal for us, it's not the goal to release in March. You know, we've got a lot of hoops to jump through, a lot of hurdles to jump over. And you know, we're here for it. I think that's the thing. We're all very confident and excited about this journey. But it's exactly that. You know, it's a journey, and we'll be making every step towards it. Okay, right. So I've got another question. Similar to Crypto Burton, but more of a, if the circulating supply appears too high, would we consider token burns? So Tom, I'll pass over to you this one.
Yeah, well, as mentioned before, there will be a burning mechanism involved. However, supply is relevant to the utility that is on the token and the efficiency of the economy. So the team and the project's goal is to focus on that at all times. And it is to provide that, whether the supply is 10 or say 100 billion tokens.
Absolutely. You know, and we're talking 10 tokens, you know, it's there's been a lot of sort of talk about, oh my God, there's 100 billion tokens and this and that, without actually, we haven't released any of the information on what the, you know, what the details are or what the utility will be, etc., etc. So, you know, guys, we have done so much research into it. There's probably, in terms of that side, there's probably, you know, 4, 5, 6 years of research and discussion that's gone into that side of things. as I said in the last AMA, I have been in this industry and watching these markets for the last 10 years now. I've seen it all happen. I've learned, and you know, now we're bringing it to our own token. And as I said, there are things that we still need to finalize. But in terms of the supply, there has been a lot of research and decisions made on that. And I think we're going to be sort of talking more on the tokenomics later on.
Cool. So we've got another question. I'm not sure who this one came from, actually. It was this Mitty's. This is Mitty's as well, sorry. Who's asking, how do planets work? And can you move to a different star with your planets? And basically the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't think there's much more to add to that right now. Planets are, you know, as I said, I think planets, we're looking at a Q2 release next year. So, you know, we're not too far off, but in terms of the mechanics, especially in, you know, the alpha version of the game will come out before the planets release. So, as I said, there'll be a lot that we can discuss and talk about and release and market. You know, we want to market all these details and bits. They're just, you know, we're just not ready to to come out and give you all the juicy details just yet. We will, you know, in time and when it's relevant and needed. Okay, so the next question for Mitty's was, will there be different factions?
Yeah, so there won't be your traditional factions. However, there are two sides to a story.
Oh, I like that.
I like the way Tom's taken on my crypticness. I'm a fan. I like it.
I love it. I love it.
I'm seeing in chat a few people might be having sound issues. Is that happening for anybody else? Can we get some reactions or something in the space and in the chat just to make sure you can hear us?
Yeah, Twitter Spaces. Can we get some emoji reactions if you guys can hear us? Discord, same for you guys.
Still seeing some questions coming in, but not many.
Yeah, so I think Twitter Spaces are hearing us all fine.
Yeah.
Discord, are we all good? I tell you what, as I said, guys, look, we're on a new setup here, so we're just trying to get sorted 100%. Yeah, perfect. Everyone's coming in now. So Tom, I'll get you to move around. We'll hustle up a little bit, and then perfect. Right, let's move on.
Next question, then, again from Mitty's, is it only available on mobile or on desktop too?
So the game will initially be released on desktop browser and come to mobile later in the year.
Okay. Then we've got a question. Who's actually developing the game? Is it the founders or is it being subcontracted out?
So again, look, our in-house devs have started development, but game studios are now involved. As we said, guys, look, we had already started development and production where we announced in the first AMA, I think there was talk of needing to sell out before anything moved on or anything. We are in new offices. We've started recruitment. We're working with game studios. Everything is, you know, everything is running on target right now. So, and with that, you know, we will continue to work with new partners to develop, you know, the other games in the Solarverse, the other sort of projects in the Solarverse. But yeah, to answer the question, you know, everything is already begun and just expanding now. You know, it's very exciting times. It is every day. I'm interviewing new people. I'm speaking to new people. We're talking to. I mean, we're having game studios contact us, looking to get involved in it, designers, etc. And I think with that as well, we're talking. We've talked about airdrops and things like that and partnering with artists. So, you know, if there's any artists out there that would like that sort of the promotion, you know, that collaboration with us to maybe put out a collection to our holders, we invite them. You know, we would love to work with some big names if anyone would love. Or, you know, if you are an artist looking to get involved in the NFT, metaverse, play to earn space, then just get in touch. business@thesolarverse.com. Lovely. Right, I think we've got a final question from Mitties. Is where did the 10,000 get spent on from the public vault? So right at the beginning, when we launched on the 11th, launched the Solar Stars, 10,000 was deposited by the team into the public vault. And then we actually got sort of raided, attacked by some whitelisters who then went on OpenSea and were undercutting the mint price. So we had a community vote in the Discord between the holders, and the community voted to sweep the floor during the mint launch to basically offset those undercutting. So everyone, I think, where is the public vault address? Is that on the website?
It's on the Solar Stars page.
I think it's on the Solar Stars page, yeah. So you guys can go visit on Etherscan. Or maybe, yeah, one of the pages on the website, thesolarverse.com. You can go check it. You can see all the history. It's all open. Check it on Etherscan. But yeah, so the... I think there's 9 stars in there.
I haven't checked for a while. I'm not sure.
No, yeah, I think there's 9 stars that the public vault, you know, and that's the community vault that they're sitting on. So, yeah, I think there was votes done that a few were going to be used for giveaways and things like that, which I think now looking at sort of, you know, Mint has continued strongly and organically. So I presume we probably won't be using them during Mint. Although maybe so as we mentioned at the beginning, we'll be releasing a giveaway later tonight on Twitter, which will be a Solar Star. So I think we'll probably, one of those will be from the community vault. So, you know, it as I said, basically, jump on the website. You can see the account there and see what it was used for, and going forward, what it's used for, etc.
Just quickly relating to that last question, we had a question from Ord in chat who's saying which email should people send us artwork on.
So best one for that is probably business@thesolarverse.com. Alternatively, you can catch me straight at Senna@thesolarverse.com. Love to see everything.
Cool. All right, next question. This is still Mitty, I believe.
I think this one's actually Big Yoda.
Oh, is this Big Yoda? Yeah. Oh, sorry, Yoda. Got the names mixed up.
The Solarverse ambassador. Oh, self-proclaimed.
He's asking, will we be able to allow other people to run our star similar to the Axie Infinity scholarship model without fear of them going and selling our stars?
Well, yes, there will be a kind of scholarship renting model which is currently being discussed and developed, and this will actually unlikely be available in the alpha, but it is something that we're going to be bringing to the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the game / metaverse, a lot of finalization and things need to be done in terms of the mechanics and how things exactly work, as I'm sure you can imagine. You know, there's a whole economy around that. But yes, basically, you know, we appreciate the Axie model of the scholarships and what they've done there is incredible. So yeah, you know, it will be available. And I'd say pre-alpha, we'll be able to release some information on it and how it will work, but it probably won't be available for the alpha. As we said, the alpha is to test and prove the play to earn mechanic, have all the features. It won't have all this, that, and the other. But absolutely, you know, it will be within, you know, the metaverse and play to earn side of things.
So the next question we've got here is actually from someone. And stars are similar to node license, right?
Yeah, so, you know, in a sense, if we talk, I see node license. If we're talking sort of your master nodes and things like that, in a sense, you'll be staking your NFTs into a contract and you're going to receive rewards based on the time staked in there. As the tokenomics say, so NFT holders, i.e. the stars and the planets, will be entitled to a distribution of 5% of the TAI over the next 5 years. So stake in and you'll get that share. Now, one piece of information that I think has gone under the radar and is, I think, quite exciting is that the distribution is fixed, okay? And so if in the first month only 50% of the stars are staked, then 50% of the stars will be receiving 100% of that month's rewards. So that's something to bear in mind, guys, all right? I know that people are looking at working out how many solar they're going to get, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Bear that in mind, guys. You know, there might be a fixed supply based on the max amount staked, but if only 50% are staked, you're going to be getting double the rewards. So, yeah. Okay, next question from someone is the land plots. So I love talking about land, but we've got so much to keep quiet. So even I'm looking at you boys, all right? Keep your mouth shut. So you'll be looking to create... will you be looking to create a system where owners can choose a type from the inventory of designated types of land for certain businesses slash utility, or can we get a dev kit and API so we create and slot in our own inventions? John, I think this one's perfect for you.
What, as in, because, you know, I'm not going to tell them anything.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, yeah, obviously, land is a big thing in the project. It is a big thing, but currently our main focus is the game. The game's coming out first. The land will be coming. Well, we're looking to start the exploration of the land in Q3 of 2022. So we've got a lot to focus on the game before we get to that. Now, obviously, we're talking about all these things that were mentioned in the question, but some decisions have been made, some haven't. It's that we can talk about too much yet, though. Like I say, we don't want to take the focus away from the game. We just haven't got round to answering in full yet.
Yeah, spot on. I'll move on quickly from that, because I think, so what does the Founders Star benefit of free advertising for life? What does that look like, and how much is it for those of us who didn't get Founders Stars? So I'll answer the last bit, and then I'll pass over to Tom to answer the first bit. You will not be able to purchase this advertising space, these Founders Star features or anything. You will have to own a Founders Star, all right? These are special features, exclusive. So yeah, we really do expect that sort of, that difference there between the Founders Stars and the normals.
And really the primary benefit of the Founding Stars currently is to be showcased on the Founding Star page on our website, and that'll be forever. Now, this will show your star and its name, allowing it for advertising opportunities and to be a featured star of the Solarverse. We will be announcing more benefits of the Founding Stars over the coming weeks, months, and years.
Perfect. Right, John, asteroids. Are they for mining and to add a sense of danger to spaceflight?
Yes, I think is the answer to that. We sort of sent a tease that in the little spoiler he released last Friday. Basically, the asteroids, one of the functions of the asteroids will be a source of resources, but they're not free, as in, you know, there's some risk to using them. And that's danger. All I'm telling you.
Danger. I like it. Okay.
So we've got another question here from Carl Reed. Now, it seems to be an emphasis put on gravity in some of the teasers. Now, could this lead to something like combining stars in some form of supernova to create black holes, which then have multiple solar stars circling them?
I can't read. Great to meet you. What a wonderful idea. Look, it's not in the plans for this game, but look, DM me, let's have a chat in a few months, and we'll explore the idea. As I said, opened up the fan theories channel, and I think there's been a couple of comments suggesting that we might be taking some ideas, and you know, I may be using one or two as development. We are looking to develop this so much, and so any of these ideas that you have, we want to hear them. So yeah, no, thank you very much, Carl, for the question. No, it's not, you know, that isn't something that's going to be a feature in the game, but let's talk about it in detail and see what we can do.
So we've got another question here from Yumdor, and it is to say that I'm seeing many games with planets, stars, and it looks like everyone has the same idea. What is the difference between the Solarverse and others? What makes you think that it will be more successful? Now,
I think, put it simply, and I think there's a lot of people in our community that are experienced in the NFT industry, who have been around for a while. And I think, to put it simply, we're not going to overpromise or underdeliver. Our community is quickly becoming one of the strongest in the industry. So, look, we have imitations, we have copycats already, but nobody's got John. So, you know, I think we are, we've got our plan, we've got our features, and look, yes, there are other games with planets, stars, and whatever, but the whole point of us keeping quiet is because what we're bringing is new, and, you know, it... We don't want to get a front run on our idea so that there are, you know, loads of other games that have no differences. Ours will be unique. Ours will be hopefully a huge player in the industry. So, I think we're not here to compete. You know, we really aren't. I think the community have seen that with some of the imitations that have come out. But we are here to do our thing. And we've got, as I said, the strongest communities around backing us. So we're confident of what we can create and where this is going. Okay. So Bongabyte, lovely to see you. Thank you so much for the efforts on Twitter and Discord. See you everywhere. So, thank you very much, my man. Lovely to have you in here. So his question is, when will the token be listed and when do you think the private sale will begin and at what price? So he said he'd like to start planning his funds. Who wants to take this one?
So the seed rounds, they will begin in January and sales will soon follow. Now, all details on the price will be released. However, we can confirm that the Solar Stars will get access to a discounted allocation of the Solar Token.
Did he just tease?
No. I mean, I'm just assuming you've already told them that. He might have done.
Come somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. So, Solar Stars will have access to a discounted allocation in a private sale. On top of their staking allocation. I'm going to keep asking questions because I've done a lot of talking. So how are we going to slot planets? So will we simply send you a list of the wallets or NFT links to the planets we want to slot, given that we have permission from the owner? If we slot a planet that doesn't belong to us, will we get to decide its attributes or will the owner? John.
There's a lot going on in that question. Obviously, the mechanics to do with planets, they were quite a long way off them being in the game yet. They're not going to be in the alpha that we're releasing. It's another one of those questions from Senna that I can't really give a definitive answer to. There will be the ability to buy and rent and sell spots within your system. I can tell you that, but we can't go into sort of the mechanics of how that works just yet.
Perfect. Okay. And Tom, I'll ask you this one. So can you talk about how mining works for both asteroids and planets?
Again, we're not going to go into too much, but you'll be able to launch harvesting or mining ships from the launch pad on your base to collect resources, assuming that your system has an asteroid belt in it.
This guy is literally leaking everything.
Dropping bombs. I think we're going to have to ban him, I think.
I think so. We're going to have to do an overview of this. We've usually got someone transcribing, which, you know, I think was it Movic who done the first one?
Sounds familiar.
Someone had done the transcribe, so I'm sure they're going to be having loads of fun after this. Okay, so will we be able to build NFTs within the game, such as getting the materials and blueprints to build a spaceship?
I mean, if Tom's dropping bombs.
Yeah, go. Go.
Well, it's yours. In the end game,
yes.
Simply,
yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Again, I think a lot of these questions, I think we're a little bit ahead of the curve. Obviously, we've been dropping leaks, we've been dropping bombs. So we completely understand the excitement behind all this, guys. I can't believe how much we're dropping. I'm gonna be so busy after this. And on that, guys, you know, if you aren't in the Discord already, discord.gg/solarverse, and that is SolaVerse. Come join. A lot of the team are in there most nights, most days, answering questions, joining the fun. As I said, we've got one of the strongest communities around, and everyone who comes in, you know, replicates that opinion. So yeah, come join, guys. Right, on to, I think we've got a few questions from Roby1 Kenobi.
Just before we get onto that, we've got a couple of questions. Absolutely. We've got a couple of questions in chat around what I think they're about launch pads. So we've got Big Yoda saying the US can't do launch pads. I think that might just be a terminology thing. A launch pad is just going to be a building, a structure.
Right, boys, team meeting, all right? We're not here to give them everything. Launch pads in that context, Big Yoda, was not a coin or token launch pad. That was an in-game mechanic that probably should not have been, mentioned. But we'll move on swiftly from that one. So as I was saying, Roby1 Kenobi, had quite a few questions, so I think let's go through and answer those. So we have, how many new hires have come on board since the posting? So we've got two new members in-house, who I'm sure will be introduced over the coming weeks. We've got a recruitment firm who are currently helping with job adverts and onboarding new members of staff. The majority of new members that we're bringing on are developers. And so we're not looking to sort of drag them into the sort of community chat immediately. Let's let them settle in first. It's not their role. You know, the majority of the team so far have been sort of, jumping in the chat. I think at this point, you know, as we grow the team, we're not going to be expecting everyone to come and join in the chat. I'm sure we'll get to introduce them soon. Will there be a star map, John?
I think it's safe to say that now. Part of the game, and actually the Solarverse itself, will be a map that we've designed, which is the Solarverse, where you'll be able to find all your solar stars in their little plots.
I love it. I can't wait for that. And the opportunities that follow that.
And I've got, once planets are slotted into a star, can they be removed or will it cost solar? Pay to the star owner like last month's rent type of deal. Now, yes is the answer. Obviously, there will be detailed mechanics around placing and selling spots, but that will come out in the future.
Absolutely. I think, again, it's the mechanics and the detail mechanics. All of this stuff is economy-based stuff, guys. There is so much that goes into it. We're talking with mathematicians, economists, like everything. And it's very detailed. So I think a lot of that stuff... you know, it's all being finalized, And so, as you said, we're quite a way off planets being slotted into stars and being able to orbit them. And so, yeah, those details will be coming out over the next probably couple of months.
Cool. We've got another question on Senna's, one of Senna's favourite subjects now, which is land. will there be a set amount of land on each planet, and will there be an equal amount of land on each planet?
So there will be a set amount of land on each planet, and planets will have a variable amount of land available, i.e., you know, planet one will have, okay, all right, I've been moved on. Yeah.
So, who have you been in talks with in regards with bringing into the Solarverse, into the limelight? Now, guys, we've had hundreds of conversations with verified people, businesses, brands, and everything in between. But we are building our own brand and reputation, and this will not be thrown away for a willy-nilly partnership by any means.
Yeah, perfect. So I've got, has the solar token been finalized? The token's getting close to being finalized, including detailed tokenomics. I think with the play to earn mechanics, it's so difficult because there's going to be a lot of tweaks needed. And what we don't want to do is come out and say, you know, oh yeah, it's X, Y, and Z. And then actually we need to make those tweaks. And we've had a bit of that experience in the last few weeks with the community where, you know, we've come out and sort of said something and then we've needed to change and there's been a little bit of friction. So I think we've learned from that situation. As I said, we're going to keep a few things that, you know, just aren't finalized. They're always being developed and worked on and discussed in-house with you know, partners that we're working with or companies or firms. And so, yeah, I think when they are ready, you know, they will be, you will hear about it first, guys, you know, especially the oldest, you know, I think you guys get the information straight out of the horse's mouth. And in that sense, you know, us three are the horses. So yeah, they will be all released in due time. John, you can have the last one. You've mentioned future partnerships with other NFTs. Could this involve integration? Also, as the game being locked in the future, will the Solarverse be a place to hang out? Maybe invite your friends to your planet for a party. So, yes.
No, you've already done it.
No,
I was going to say, most of my questions this evening have been yes, no answers, and gladly that's another yes one there. We'd love to make it so that you can have your friends around for a party. You can do all sorts of stuff in your little space in the Solarverse. That's the ultimate goal.
Absolutely.
Get a little dance emoji from me at 4 a.m, guys. I do sleep. Remember, a lot of you think.
Okay, I think that covers off the majority of our. I think that covers off our planned questions. So I think let's open this up to the floor. I know John's been sort of collecting a few questions as we've been live. In the meantime, guys, I want to say thank you so much for everyone joining. I think we've got 100, 200 people around, which is 60
perfect. This one, yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. Make sure I'll call that out one more time. If you can share the spaces, share the Discord. Let's get as many people in. And let's go on to the second part. Let's move to the live questions.
Sure. We've got the first one from Lawpunk, who's asking, can we talk about the role of community written law in the project?
Yes. In what sense? In what sense?
As in, you know, how much of the story are we going to involve the community's input in, I guess?
Difficult question. Yeah. Difficult question. I think Law Punk's cornered me on this. Jesus. Okay, so there will be the Solarverse story and lore. There will be lore and stories based on your stars and the future development of the metaverse, etc. And we are currently, seeing as you guys have leaked stuff, we are currently working with and will look to release some special let's say special packages for Solar Stars or maybe Founding Stars. I think I'll leave it there. One thing I will say, because I know there's talk at the moment in terms of licensing and commercial rights and things like that. So I will drop there will be a Solarverse NFT drop as CC0, where able to create your own inner stories. I think we are working and talking to lawyers and everything about the stars and what we can do there, but we see huge value in the CC0 licensing. And so I think almost like an option stories. I think that's one thing that we, you know, definitely will be looking at. I've got evil eyes on me right now, so I'll leave it there. But as you guys know, look, we love our star holders, and you will be receiving lots of fun benefits over the coming years.
We've got somebody asking just if you can quickly explain what CC0 licensing is.
Okay, I'll be honest, guys, I'm not the expert on it. from our side, I think what we want to achieve is to allow to release an NFT drop, whether that be, you know, characters or something like that. But we're basically, you guys, a bit like BAYC, where you guys can go off and create your own stories, your own brands, commercialize your NFT. As I said, from the chats we've had so far, I don't think that's going to be the case with the Solar Stars, because they're so integrated with the Solarverse. It's the inner and foundation story. However, as I said, I think what we do want to do is have that add-on and allow people to, yeah, go off, create their own brand with their own NFT, I will say for now. Right, we'll move on.
We've got a question that was asked in a couple of times about the daily missions that we're running at the minute and how long they're going to last.
Okay, so daily missions will end on the third. Last day of December. Those are when solar reward missions end, and we'll have, you know, more things planned for the new year. Don't worry.
We've got a couple of longer term questions about the DAO, how that's going to work, and have we started work on it?
Long story short, no. No, development of the DAO hasn't begun. I think we spoke about this in the last AMA. There is so much to a DAO, guys. The legalities, the setup, the everything. And we want to do it properly. So, you know, in the 4 weeks that we've launched, we haven't started the development of the DAO, because it's, you know, it, I don't think anyone wants it to be the focus. I think majority of people right now are focused on, you know, either the minting of the stars to get the reveal, to see the artwork, you know, to see the traits, or to start playing the game, or to have the token release, or the land, etc. And so, you know, I think the DAO will probably begin as soon as the alpha version of the game's out, and I'd presume it will probably be, you know, really 6 months in development to get properly set up so that it's structured how it should be. I think Beanie actually came out today, one of the big NFT players, saying, I think DAOs are being or the word DAO in the NFT space is being misused, because projects are coming out and just saying, oh yeah, we're setting up a DAO and here we go. DAO is a decentralized autonomous organization. And I think right now what we're seeing is more a centralized, manually autonomous organization, which, you know, that's just not what we're looking for. Our DAO plans are huge, and the DAO will almost take the Solarverse in a whole other direction when it's finalized as well. So yeah,
I think that's it, really. I think there was one question about how many planets can be created, but we can't really answer that until the star reveal happens.
Yeah, I think that's one that, you know, the reveal of that will come out as the reveal happens. You're all gonna, and I think that's an exciting one. You know, you'll be able to work out how many planets each star can have. And someone, you know, I'm sure Big Yoda will be out there working it out.
Doing the math.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Guys, I'd say, you know, within the next few days, I think everyone's gonna know exactly how many planets are available. So, okay, I've got a question from Bongabai. So, will there be an esports or competitive realm of the Solarverse? What will it look like leaderboard competitions? Also, will there be in-game seasons and subscriptions via round rewards? And will star holders get these for free? 3, will we use our same wallets for Solar in-game, or will the game have its own wallet? Same question for the marketplace. Okay, so I'll probably answer a bit of those questions, and I think a couple of those are very good questions. They're all very good questions, but I think, so esports or competitive realm of the Solarverse, absolutely. You know, we see huge huge benefits and huge audiences in the esports industry. We are working out ways that we can have this game in the esports industry. We will have seasons, so something like a battle pass that, you know, you've got to complete challenges, or, you know, log in each day, or, you know, these sort of things where, yeah, you'll be earning maybe resources or skins, or, you know, I think one of the things that, again, talking for the future, guys, is we've talked about skins, and I think we talked about in the future, you know, potentially being able to create your own skins and be able to then commercialize them, sell them, you know, etc. But I think one of the other things is, again, a spaceship skin being, you know, collaborated with, you know, Artifact recently collabed with Murashami. So, you know, just as an example, you know, us collaborating with Murashami for a spaceship design, and there only being, I don't know, 500 or 1,000 maximum available, and maybe it's the first 1,000 people who complete the battle pass get that special skin, which, you know, drive and value of that skin through. So yeah, all those things are being planned. In terms of, we'll use the same wallet for Solar in game, or will the game have its own wallet? And same question for the marketplace. I think that depends on the Gasbury solution that we choose to go down. We've talked in-house, like our own chain, using something like Polygon, or, using something like Immutable X. All of these things have different implementations and integrations. So, yeah, I think almost no matter your you'll link your Ethereum address, Solar Stars, and your planets maybe, and your Solar in to your Solarverse dashboard account. And then, you know, it's then sort of dependent, as I said, there's multiple ways that this could go down. But I think in general, yeah, you're gonna download the game. You're gonna either register if you haven't had a dashboard account yet, or you're gonna log in with your dashboard account, and that's gonna be pre-linked to your Ethereum. And again, at that point, it's then sort of dependent on the solution that we go down. Any other questions?
I don't think so. Not that there's been a bit of a legal argument in chat for the last few minutes, so we'll try and steer clear of all of that.
Wonderful. Yeah, we'll stay clear of that. Right, guys.
Just before we go, guys, yeah. Reminder, there is a giveaway that's going live this evening. It will be through Twitter. Everything will be reposted in the Discord, of course. Please get involved. Have the opportunity to win yourself a Solar Star if you haven't already. There might be something else in there as well.
Absolutely. And guys, as I said at the beginning, there is less than 350 stars available now. All right. It is coming to game time. We're going to have the reveal coming up. It's going to be an absolute spectacle. We would love you to join. If you haven't already, go mint a Solar Star at thesolarverse.com. It would be incredible to have on board. You know, this has very quickly become a family. We're just so looking forward to the next few months. Guys, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Make sure you join the Discord, Twitter. If you didn't catch this, then this is going out on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, all the exciting stuff, the AAA platforms where we belong. It's been a pleasure, guys. Anything to close on?
Yeah. Nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming by.
Been a pleasure, guys. Thank you so much. See you next time.